Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the best truly wireless earphones under 10,000 rupees. Now, in this episode, we are going to be speaking about sound quality, obviously. And we are also going to be telling you why you should be spending this much money on a pair of truly wireless earphones. Now, in case the term is not clear, the truly wireless earphone would be one in which there are no cables, except for the charging cable, which you can plug in as and when you need to charge it. But otherwise, there are no cables involved here. The two earbuds are usually separate. They are not connected to each other either. And these come with a case, which is a charging case, and also something that you can just use to store these safely. And in most cases, you will get certain good quality audio codecs in this price range to expect some nice sound quality as well. And in some cases, you may even get some kind of basic level water resistance here. So we'll be walking you through our top picks in this episode. We'll be telling you why you should be buying headphones in this price range, etc. as well. Because our in-house audio and TV expert, Ali Pardiwala, is here with us, who's going to give us all this great knowledge. So hi, Ali. How are you doing?
Namaskar, Pranay.
Namaskar, Ali. I should start all episodes with you with namaskar instead of hi, hello. That's something
correct.
I keep forgetting.
Let's have this thing as part of our episodes. We start with namaskar.
Yeah, true that. Okay, so I'm your host, Pranay Parab. And I think in this episode, we should first maybe start by just talking about why should one be looking at spending 10,000 bucks on a pair of truly wireless earphones in this day and age. Now, see, 2 years ago, if we had been talking about the same thing, we'd be saying that 10,000 rupees is actually great value for a pair of truly wireless earphones, because at that time, the Apple AirPods was at around 12,000, 13,000 rupees, and we had the Galaxy Buds, I think, at 10,000. And at that time, we were saying the Galaxy Buds is excellent value for money. But today, we live in a day and age when we have the Redmi Earbuds S at 1,800 rupees, and we have multiple good options under 5,000 as well. So what does one gain when they go above the 5,000 rupee budget?
So, yeah, like you mentioned, the segment has become much, much more affordable in recent times. 1,800 rupees for the Redmi earbuds, about 2,000 rupees for the Realme Buds Q. So there are decent options which are affordable, but there are definitely advantages to spending a little bit more. And now I'm not saying spend 25,000 rupees on like the AirPods Pro or the Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2. You can spend under 10,000, somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 rupees, and get very good sound. Now, the advantages to spending a little bit more is that you will likely get better Bluetooth codec support, which will improve the sound quality. You will get better tuning. You'll get a few more features in the form of something like, you know, IPX6 or IPX7 water resistance. You might even get good battery life, as is the case on some of our recommendations today. So there are definitely advantages to spending over 5,000 rupees on your true wireless earphones, because you're not spending that much. You're just spending a little bit more, but the improvements in terms of sound quality and features are significant, jumping above, you know, the 2,000 and 3,000 rupee range.
Yeah, true that. So at this point, I suppose it's a good thing to clarify that, again, wired headphones will beat out most wireless headphones in terms of sound quality. But is that true also for truly wireless? You can't really expect the sound quality you'd get on maybe like a good pair of over-ear Bluetooth or wired headphones, right?
So truly wireless does have those limitations where, like you said, over-ear Bluetooth headphones or even neckband Bluetooth headphones, which have that wiring. These are bigger headphones. They have the ability to pack in a little bit more hardware in the form of having, you know, a better digital to analog converter, a little more amplification. So all of these advantages are there when you buy bigger headphones. Truly wireless earphones obviously are limited by the actual size, and each ear phone needs to have its own individual digital to analog converter. It needs to have its own amplification. So there are those limitations, but the segment has improved significantly over the past year or so, and it's reached a point where there are now really, really good true wireless earphones. Primarily, this level of quality is still only in the premium range. So if you're spending, you know, 20,000-25,000 rupees, you're going to get performance that is on par with over your or even neckband in your phones. And coming to your point about wired earphones, Yes, definitely. Equivalent price, in all likelihood, the wired earphones will sound far better than the wireless earphones. But then again, I'm not saying that a 1,000 rupee pair of wired earphones will sound better than the Apple AirPods Pro at 25,000 rupees. There's obviously a difference there. But in terms of equivalent pricing, yes, the wired earphones will sound better. But the advantages and the convenience of the true wireless form factor are definitely far more, and something that I really like about this form factor.
Fair, yeah. I mean, I don't think I really enjoyed carrying any pair of headphones with me until I got the AirPods a couple of years back. And at that point, it was like magical because, you know, A, there's no cable entangling nonsense happening because when traveling in trains, which I used to do before this pandemic hit, it was actually quite difficult to imagine being comfortable with a pair of wired headphones. You have to do things like put it inside your shirt and then, you know, like, so that the cable doesn't get stuck anywhere. Multiple times I've had people yanking it off accidentally when they're trying to get off the train or something. So, when I got, even with a pair of Bluetooth neckband style earphones that I had, or, you know, those really portable ones, I don't know what you call them, the Bluetooth ones with like one tiny string attaching the two earbuds. Even those, sometimes people have just yanked it off my ear because they were trying to grab onto a handle or something and it accidentally got stuck there and things like that. So when I got this truly wireless pair of headphones, then my life completely changed at that time. And I didn't have to worry about all these things. The only thing that I worried about sometimes is in a rush that earphone, the AirPod would fall off my ear or something. But it never happened, fortunately. Maybe like once or twice it may have happened because I was trying to take it off the case, out of the case, and it just slipped out of my hand. But otherwise, it's never really like given me any trouble. So the convenience advantage is 100% there. But yeah, one thing I will again say here is that any pair of truly wireless earphone you get, remember that at some point the battery is going to run out. This is just how battery technology works. Batteries degrade over time. On day one, the battery life that you get, you're not going to get the same thing much later. And even if you replace the case, the battery inside the earbuds itself, that is going to degrade at some point. So maybe like 3 years is a good enough time to expect in terms of reasonable life of these earphones. And in most cases, I'm not sure if you can replace the battery. I've not seen any like material on that, but it's probably going to be a little difficult to get the battery replaced inside the earphone, even if you change the case, that is. So that is
Yeah,
one
definitely.
disadvantage that
True
does
wireless
happen, and like
earphones,
I have
they
suffered
have.
it
I
because my
3 years
AirPods are more or less
is
dead
pushing
now.
it for. Yeah, 3 years is pushing it for a really, really good pair of headphones. In most cases, it's going to be around 2 years before the battery degrades to a point where you can't use it anymore. And you cannot replace the battery, whether it's on the case, whether it's inside the earphones. You cannot replace the battery. After a couple of years, you know what, just toss it in the recycling bin and get yourself a new pair of earphones. The segment is improving so rapidly that in a couple of years you're going to get something far better for the same price than what you paid right now for. So in that sense, there's definitely going to be improvements, and you will want to upgrade in a couple of years.
I just wanted to put it out there before we recommend any pair of headphones to anyone, because before making a buying decision, it's an important thing to know. And one last thing before we go to our top three picks is, in case somebody goes out to the market, they listen to this podcast, let's say 6 months later, the picks that we've recommended, they're all outdated at that point, because as you said, things move really fast in this segment, especially in the past 6, 8 months or so. It's been happening, and I expect the same thing to continue in this year as well. So if they go out to the market or they check online, what are the basic features that they should be looking at in the sub 10,000 rupees segment for truly wireless earphones?
So ideally, you want to ensure that you have the best audio quality. So the first thing you need to check is the Bluetooth codec, which is supported on those earphones. Now, if you have an Android smartphone, you're going to have support for things like the LDAC and the aptX Bluetooth codecs. So if you are using your true wireless earphones with an Android smartphone, you want to ideally get something that has support for the aptX or LDAC Bluetooth codecs. Now, there are a lot of true wireless earphones with aptX, not so many with LDAC, but definitely quite a few with aptX. So you can kind of get onto that. That is the first thing you need to see. depending on how you're going to use it. If you're going to use it while working out in the gym, if you're going to take it out on runs and you live in a wet place like Mumbai, you might also want water resistance. So something like IPX6 or IPX7 water resistance will come in handy in those particular situations. And finally, just try to see what kind of accessories are included in the box. There will always be a charging cable, that's without a doubt, but you also want to see if there are things like additional ear tips included, if there are foam tips included or just silicone tips included. So things like that will help you make the right decision, especially when you're shopping in the 5 to 10,000 rupee price segment.
Yeah, so fair enough. I mean, that's like a good enough basic checklist for people to look at. I think now we can go through our topics. Now, obviously, there's a more detailed version of this on the website. You can go to gadgets.ndtv.com and check out the guide section. Over there, you'll find these recommendations. But over here, we are just going to be talking about the top three picks that we have. So I guess the number three was a bit of a, maybe difficult one, right? I mean, because I think we had two choices. One was a Vivo and one was the OnePlus. So do you want to like talk about why it was a bit difficult to choose between these two and what makes them good?
So yeah, definitely. So my initial idea was that the Vivo should be the number three pick in this list because it supports the Qualcomm aptX adaptive codec. Now this is the highest possible Qualcomm aptX codec available, and this really does improve sound. But there is a big catch over here. Qualcomm aptX adaptive is not supported on all Android phones, not supported on too many devices. Now, the only device I could get it running on is an Asus ROG Phone 3, which runs the Qualcomm Snapdragon 865 plus processor. So that gave me the idea that it's only going to work on 2020 Qualcomm chipsets, and it's not going to work on anything from 2019, which includes my primary smartphone, my OnePlus 70 Pro, which runs an 855. So I wasn't able to get this the aptX adaptive codec running on my OnePlus smartphone. And this was a huge limitation for me because when it drops to AAC, the Vivo earphones just do not sound good. They only sound kind of good if you're using aptX Adaptive. So I don't want to completely write these earphones off. They can sound good. You will also need to use very high resolution music if you have that collection, if you've got like a streaming service like Tidal or something great. But it takes some effort to get the best out of these earphones. In which is the reason for my confusion, and which is why I thought maybe the which is why we discussed it, and we thought that maybe the OnePlus Buds also deserves to be the number three pick for a couple of reasons. One, they cost 1,000 rupees less than the Vivo, they cost 5,000 rupees, and two, they work very well with practically any smart. They do have a few features that work particularly well with OnePlus smartphones, but otherwise they work well with everything. They use the AAC codec. That is a bit of a limitation, but they sound decent enough. They sound fun. The sound is kind of bass happy, but it's a decent pair of headphones at the price. But that's where our number two and number one picks come in. They're a fair bit better for not a lot more money.
Yeah, so before we go to those, I should just quickly clarify that the Vivo earphones we spoke about, they are called the Vivo TWS Neo. Now, in case you're wondering what TWS is, it's just become some weird industry abbreviation for
True
true
wireless
wireless.
stereo, true wireless stereo. That's pretty much what it means.
Yeah.
But I prefer to call them true wireless earphones rather than TWS earphones.
Yeah.
But TWS has, yes, like you said, become a bit of an industry standard.
Yeah, so it's quite annoying to see that. It's like my least favorite abbreviation of 2020, I think. Although we started seeing some of these in 2019 as well, I'm gonna just lump it in with all the misery that's there in this year. So there we are. It costs around 6,000 rupees, and the OnePlus is at 4,999, right?
4,990. Yeah, there's a 1,000 rupee price difference between the two.
Yeah, exactly. So, like Ali said, I mean, if you have to make an effort to make a pair of earphones sound good, then that may be great for some people. But for most people, I guess they'll just pair it with whatever phone they have lying around in the house or tablet, and they may not get the best possible sound quality. So, in that case, that extra 1,000 rupees does not make sense. But if you have that, if you have that maybe willingness to do it, or if you are enthusiastic about this, then obviously, then this is good. But then, The reason that the Vivo didn't make the cut is, like Ali said, we have other pairs of earphones that sound better, and for somebody who's an enthusiast, going from 6,000 to 7,000 or 7,500 is not really that big a deal, right? I mean, if you really want the best possible audio in this price range, you may want to spend that little bit extra so that you can enjoy better sound. Do you agree with that sentiment, Ali?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, see, a lot of people's budgets are going to be really firm. Like, I have 6,000 rupees to spend and I cannot spend 1 rupee more. In that case, sure, I mean, get the OnePlus Buds or the Vivo. But if you do have the ability to stretch a little bit, or you have that flexibility to say that, you know what, I'm shopping for anything under rupees 10,000, what is the best thing I can get, then it does definitely make sense to spend a little bit more. In this particular case, we're talking about a 1,000 rupee difference between the Vivo at 6,000 and our number 2 and number 1 picks, which are both priced at rupees 7,000. And that 1,000 rupees gets you a far better pair of earphones in both of those cases.
Yeah, true that. So the number 2 pick is the Creative Outlier Air, which is at 7,000 rupees.
So that's right. Yeah. So at 7,000 rupees, the Creative Outlier Air is a pretty good pair of earphones. There are some issues over here, in the sense the charging case is rather old fashioned. The earphones don't necessarily sit very well in it, and the buttons to control playback and things like the voice assistant and stuff on the earphones are really, really difficult to press. So I kind of had to grip them with, you know, my thumb and two other fingers, and then use my index finger to push it to be able to do it, which is not how it should be. But that said, the Creative Outlier does support the aptX codec. It has a warm, lively and very fun sound, and where it matters, this is a really good pair of true wireless earphones.
So I think some other small points to highlight would be that water resistance, which would, I guess, appeal to those who are going to work out while wearing this pair of earphones, right?
Yeah, definitely. I guess it's got IPX5 water resistance, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's correct.
So that's good if you're working out. You can't exactly go running out in pouring rain with IPX5 water resistance. That might do a bit of damage, but if it's just sweat or if it's a light drizzle, then IPX5 is fine, and you'll be able to use these earphones while working out. The fit is also pretty good. This is a proper in-ear fit, so you'll be cut off from everything. You'll have a fair amount of passive noise isolation, and these earphones will hold up just fine if you're working out in a gym or even outdoors in, you know, just a drizzle.
Okay, so that's good, but I'm actually quite excited to move to the number one pick now, because this is, first of all, from a brand that I have never heard of, because, you know, I'm not like too tuned into the audio scene. But Ali, from what I've heard from you, this Lipertech brand and this Lipertech Tevi has been something that's been talked about a lot in the audiophile community, right?
Yes, definitely. Lipertech isn't a very well-known brand, to the point of my not even knowing where this company is from. I mean, I'm guessing it's from China, but I don't know that for sure because there's not much information available. It's probably, in one of those industrial belts of China where this company is based. Now, there's not much known about Lipertech. It's a small company. They have a small website and they don't make too many products. The Lipertech Tevi is one of those products that they do make, and it's gained a lot of reputation in the audiophile circles simply because of how good these earphones sound for 7,000 rupees. Now, these earphones have the aptX Bluetooth codec supported. Apart from that, they're IPX7 water resistance rated, which means you could, you know, dump them in a tub of water for about 30 minutes and nothing will happen to them, which means you can easily go out running in pouring rain and stuff like that. They're not going to take a lot of water damage. They're capable of holding up. These earphones fit well. They have the proper in-ear fit. They sound really, really good, primarily because of the balance balance natural sonic signature, which is something that you don't hear a lot on true wireless earphones. Most true wireless earphones are tuned for, you know, that bassy, pumpy music, which a lot of people do go for. Which is why this pair of earphones is talked about so much in audiophile circles. Audiophiles tend to prefer that natural, balanced sound. And this is one of the few headsets priced at under 10,000 rupees that actually offers it.
Yeah, and is it easy to buy? Because honestly, like Creative, Vivo, OnePlus, I know that you can easily get these online. What about the Lipotech?
Lipotech is available officially in India through their distributor Headphone Zone. So you can head over to Headphone Zone's website and, you know, pick them up at 7,000 rupees. They're in stock right now and it's possible to buy them. And Headphone Zone will also offer after sale service if you ever need it. So this is a pretty safe purchase in that sense. I mean, it's officially available. Everything's in order here. Mm-hmm. It's not like buying off AliExpress or something like that, where you have no idea when it's going to show up and how you're going to get any service on it, if at all. Mm-hmm. Everything's in order over here. This is definitely a safe pair of earphones to buy if you are interested in it.
Yeah, that's good to know, because in the past what I've seen is that quite a few of people in this audiophile community get very excited about some really random pair of earphones which are really good sounding but don't have any official network in India. So I think back in the day we had before Brainwaves had actually come to India, people were really excited about it and they were all importing it off from Hong Kong or something. Like I think there was something where if you order, like say, do a group order, basically 50 units or something, you get a bulk discount. And a bunch of these people got together and ordered that. And obviously, like once the pair of earphones goes bust, then you actually have to ship it back to the origin and then get it serviced. That's what it was back in the day. So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, this is not the case here. And that's good to hear.
So what on that topic, there's one point that audiophiles are really, really, their attention span is tiny in the sense that whatever's interesting today is not necessarily going to be interesting 2 or 3 months down the line. So they'll go nuts about this new pair of earphones. They'll import it. They'll be listening to it for 2 or 3 months. As somebody once said, audiophiles don't buy earphones to listen to the music. They buy music to listen to the earphones. So for them, it's all about the equipment rather than the music itself. They're importing these earphones, using it for 2 or 3 months. If it's still in working condition, they'll try to sell it off and use that money to buy the next thing. If it's not in working condition, it goes in the dustbin, I suppose. That's how most audiophiles seem to operate, at least the ones that I have experience with. So, which is why it's the whole idea of importing from Hong Kong or wherever and not having to worry about the sales net and service network is not such a big deal for audiophiles. But that said, the Lipotech Tevi is trying to appeal not only to audiophiles but also to the general listening public and try to awaken them to what good sound really is. And that is the reason why I appreciate the Lipotech Tevi so much. This is an accessible, affordable, sensible pair of earphones that sounds like you're supposed to be listening to music. It's not supposed to be that, you know, the dhoom dham of that excessive bass. It's supposed to sound like this. And hopefully this pair of earphones wakes up more people to what earphones are supposed to sound like and what your music is supposed to sound like.
Yeah, so let's see. I mean, that's always the hope. But then again, even if you have that thing, ultimately we, as people who review these products, we know that this is very subjective. So somebody who's just, you know, tried one thing all their life, let's say somebody like me who's gone through many pairs of bass heavy headphones and finally I discovered a neutral one, which I like, that is all well and good. But for most people, it's going to be like, okay, I like bass. Whether you give me like a neutral pair or a bass heavy pair, ultimately, I'm only going to pick the bass heavy one. It doesn't matter the brand name, doesn't matter about the balance and all that. But that's, again, subjective and a personal choice. But like you said, the hope is that at some point, more people will move towards non-bassy headphones as well, so that there's more choice in the market. Right now, I see a lot of these earphones that are in the market. They're all tuned a bit towards that what we call as warm sound, which is, I guess, a bit more popular. But there should be a market for everything. So that's why I'm really happy to see some of these products coming in. So Ali, apart from these, any other pairs of earphones you want to quickly mention in this segment that people might want to consider in case our topics are not available?
Sure, so a couple of others in this segment are the Skullcandy Indie Evo, which is priced at about 6,000 rupees right now, and the JBL Tune 225 TWS, which is priced at about 8,500 rupees. Now, these are both good pairs of earphones, but they're not the best, and especially when going up against options such as the Lipotech Tevi and the Creative Outlier Air, they're not the ideal comparison. But if you are keen to explore, you know, these safer brands, I mean, Skullcandy and JBL have been around forever, so a lot of people may be keen to go for them purely because of the familiarity with the brand and the idea that you know what you're going to get, that warm sound that you might prefer. In which case, the Skullcandy Indie Evo and the JBL Tune 225 TWS are worth considering.
Okay, so I guess that wraps up the list of products that we had to recommend. So I think with that, we can wrap this episode of Orbital. We'll be back with one more episode next week. In the meantime, you can send us your questions, comments and feedback at podcast@gadgets360.com. And obviously, you can follow our work on the website. Ali writes a lot of articles around headphones and TV, so do check out his work. We also have a section of the website called Guide. So you can just go to gadgets.ndtv.com and click the guide icon over there or the button over there at the top. Or if you're on a mobile, then you'll have to use the hamburger icon and just click the guide button. Over there, you'll find all our work on buying guides. We have a lot of nice explainers on what you should be doing before buying a TV, before buying a pair of headphones as well. So do check all that out. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. And you can also subscribe to this podcast, review it, and rate it on any podcast app of your choice. Do that. That helps us a lot. And thank you so much for listening. Once again, we'll be back with one more episode next week.